You're listening to SBS News.
Hurricane Dorian may no longer be in the Bahamas, but it has left behind major damage and a death toll. The storm destroyed or severely damaged thousands of homes, crippled hospitals, and trapped people in attics. The storm battered the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama, which have a combined population of about 70,000. Leah Hedrigby from hurricane relief charity The Bahamian Project says affected communities need a full rebuild.
It looks like 90% of the homes are gone, and did hear that there was more, quite a few more deaths than that initially said. So it's going to be a long road, and there's nothing to go in and patch up. It has to be a full rebuild of those communities.
Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minhas says the rebuild will require a large coordinated effort.
We must now also show our love and charity in acts of generosity over the course of many months. It will take all of us to help restore the lives of our people. No effort or resources will be held back.
Pope Francis is asking for people to pray for victims.
I would like to pray for the victims of the hurricane in the Bahamas. Four people, from one day to the next, they've lost their homes, they've lost everything, even lives. Everyone should pray in their hearts for these brothers and sisters who are suffering due to this hurricane in the Bahamas.
Like all eastern Caribbean islands, the Bahamas is quite vulnerable to hurricanes. Dirk Deport lives in the Bahamian city of Freeport. He says he still remembers being caught up in Hurricane Matthew in 2016.
Going through it was terrifying. I had no idea it was going to actually be to that extent. It was just worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and you know that paled in comparison.
The storm is heading towards the United States, but has significantly weakened. Spared from the worst of the storm, people in southern Florida are donating water, food, and household supplies.
We're here to try to get some food and some supplies down to the islands, down to the Bahama Islands, for those people who have been so devastated with this hurricane. And that's why I'm here, to give up. It's the least I can do.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.